An increasing number of Central New Yorkers might be facing the perfect storm of lost income and higher heat bills. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand paid a visit to Syracuse Monday, where she called for an additional $10 million in emergency supplemental funding for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP.
We're asking for more than we would normally need because so many people have been laid off, and so they don't have enough money to pay their heating bills. We also are asking for about $350 to $675 per family. That should, again, go a long way to meeting their needs. Average families are spending about $2,700 on their heating a year. It's a lot of money. So if we can just shave that off a little bit, it helps enormously.
The increase would be on top of $900 million in dedicated emergency LIHEAP funding in the CARES Act. Gillibrand says the extra funding will help meet the increased demand.
So many children are remote learning. That means they're home all day. It means families have to heat their home all day. They can't turn it down during the day.
Folks today are staying at home, so therefore they use even more heat than they would normally do in the wintertime. So this bill is overdue.
That's Walt Dixie of Jubilee Homes, who hosted Gillibrand's visit. The senator says more families are being forced to choose between heat, food, prescriptions, and other essentials while trying to make ends meet. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waaer.org.